Former prisoners and family members with relatives behind bars have described the penal system as hard to navigate from the outside and dehumanising and nightmarish for those inside. Names have been changed and words revoiced to protect identities in Haysa Almeida's report.
It was quite nightmarish. You could see that people weren't coping emotionally. And of course they can't. They're isolated from their families. They get disorientated. There are no plants or animals in prison. It's a very inhuman environment.
Brian spent 4 months on remand at Rimutaka Prison last year. It's one of the biggest, busiest prisons in Aotearoa, housing more than 500 prisoners, including those on remand, those inmates awaiting trial or sentencing. He's facing multiple serious charges, including assault and rape, charges he disputes. It was his first time inside, and he says it was disorientating, it felt dangerous, and there was little support offered for first-time offenders.
You're suddenly in this environment where people are really struggling to cope.
And there was violence.
I've made some mistakes in how I interacted with some of the prisoners, and I was assaulted in there.
23-year-old Anna has a partner who was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison for sexual offending, including indecent assault as a teenager. She says it was confusing when he was first inside Spring Hill in Waikato and there wasn't much help for her.
The system is very hard to navigate. When you have loved ones that are taken to the prison, there's no communication or support from the prison or from the government or from external agencies unless you go and find it yourself.
She says it took 3 weeks to be able to talk to her partner when he was first behind bars. And since he was convicted in February, Anna says she hasn't been able to see him in Tongariro prison because visits are suspended due to COVID. Brian says the paperwork and the long waits to contact family or friends make jail even more unbearable. For him, prison is dehumanizing, creating angry people without life skills to cope on the outside. He says there was no privacy, and in order to get safer conditions, inmates sometimes resort to bribery.
The whole system in prison, there's a lot of bribing. People think that New Zealand is not a society where there is a lot of bribery, and it's not a corrupted society. But I think that prisons are environments that foster that.
In 2020, the police started investigating suspected staff corruption inside Rimutaka Prison. In May this year, 9 officers, including the deputy director and senior management, were suspended for alleged misconduct, including smuggling, bullying, health and safety failures, and inappropriately accessing prisoner information. That investigation continues. The Howard League is a non-profit organization that provides free legal advice and vocational programs inside jail. Criminal lawyer and patron of the league, Nigel Hampton, says the system is lacking and the culture is one of control.
Little concern or not enough concern for welfare, for health, for cultural well-being, for rehabilitation. Contact from the outside world and particularly from whānau, from family, is so important in all those aspects.
Corrections Chief Custodial Officer Neil Beale says inmates go through a detailed induction process when they arrive in prison to make sure they are aware of their rights and responsibilities, as well as prison rules and routines. He says the process also identifies prisoners who may be at risk of self-harm or harming others. Neil Beale says prisoners will often go to extreme lengths to harm staff and other prisoners. He says corrections constantly works to make sure prisons are as safe as possible.